Okay, good vach rabosai. Today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Vav. If it is, it's already Motzei Shabbos, so it is today, Zayin Cheshvan is the yard site for Rav Meir Shapira, who was the founder of the Daf Yomi. So obviously this limud would be in Lili Nishmas, I don't know his Hebrew name, but Lili Nishmas from Meir Shapira from Lublin, as is probably all the Daf Yomi learning, so he's probably doing okay. As well as the Rafu, it's called the Rafu Shlema for Chaim Ben Yamin Mordechai Ben Aida, as all the Shiurim in Maseches Erevin are in the Schuza for his Rafu Shlema. Okay, so we have the Schuza finishing the sixth parak in a couple of minutes, finishing up, well, it's not really finishing up because the next parak is also talking about issues of Erev Chatzeros and houses and stuff like that. So I guess we'll just kind of dive right in and finish up the parak. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. We're about six or seven lines up, maybe seven, eight lines up, right smack in the middle of the line on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Yud Batim Ze Lifnim Mi Ze. So let's say you have a chatzer. And again, if you have a diagram, it's much easier. But let's say you have a chatzer. You have one house in it. That's totally normal. The other house in the chatzer, behind this house, there is a row of 10 houses connected to each other, and each one of these 10 houses can pass through the other house to get to the chatzer. Meaning, even if you're living in the 10th house, you're allowed to walk through all the houses. It's, you know, if you can imagine, you know, like hotels usually have like a door in between rooms. That's usually locked, obviously, but if for two people, if they're renting rooms next to each other, they can open it, right? If two families are living there, etc. So it's a similar arrangement. I'm not sure exactly how they used to live back in the day, but let's say there are 10 houses that are right behind this house in the chatzer, that goes into the chatzer. So what's the deal with that? Can all of them kind of make an eruv? Can you not make an eruv? So the Gemara says, Pnimi nosin es eruvo vidayo. The inner one, which is really not the inner one, to be totally honest, it's the last one, the last house, all the way at the end. So then, nosen is eruvo vidayo. All of those can bring, you know, give to the eruv in the chatzer, and then vidayo. Then it's enough, and all the houses then can carry into the chatzer. As we're going to see in a second, all of the houses have a status of what's called a base shaar. That base shaar is like a, literally means a house in the gate. But it literally means a gatehouse, meaning that it's not a real house. The Mishnah is going to say in about, a week or two, that a base shaar does not need to contribute to an eruv. If you have like a guardhouse or whatever it is in the chatzer, so it does not need to contribute to the eruv. So we view all of the nine other houses as a base shaar for this last house for the last house to allow to carry into the chatzer. That's what Shmuel says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu chitzon, even the outermost house, and theoretically, if the innermost house, close to quote unquote, is the 10th house from the chatzer, so the outermost house, theoretically, should be the first house from the chatzer. That's what the Gemara asks. One second, chitzon beis sharehu, right? The last house, we're talking about the one that's right on the chatzer, that's for sure a gatehouse. That's for sure, that's the one that everybody walks in through. Everybody has to walk through that house to get to the chatzer. So Gemara says, no, chetz, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Chiton shel pnimi, meaning the ninth house brings meaning the ninth one needs to also bring the eruv. So Gemara says, b'mai kameth, what's machlokes? Marsamer beis shar diyochid shmei beis shar, marsamer lo shmei beis shar. The question is, can you have a base shar, can you have a gatehouse for one house? Meaning the ninth house is, for all intents and purposes, a gatehouse, right? A way for the 10th house to walk through to the chatzer. But it's only a gatehouse for one house. So the question is that considered a real base shar? Is that considered a real base shar? If it is, so then it doesn't need an eruv, and that's what Shmuel holds. If it isn't a base shar, it's considered an actual house, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds, and he would say that it does need to also give to the eruv. He needs to participate in the eruv. But all the other houses are a base shar for multiple houses because they have at least two houses behind them. So therefore, they're for sure considered a base shar. They don't need to contribute to the eruv. Okay. Amar Nachman, Amar Rava, Baravu, Amar Rav. Beis chatzeros v'gimel batim b'neihem. Let's say in a different arrangement. You have two chatzeros, and in between the two chatzeros, you have three houses. Yeah. So you have two chatzeros, house. Let's say you have chatzer A, you have house 1, 2, and 3, and then chatzer B. So house 1 goes into chatzer A, goes into Chatzar A, house 3 goes into Chatzar B, and the second house, house number 2, doesn't go into either of them, right? It's bordered by different houses. So Gemara says, Zeh ba b'derech zeh, v'nosein eruvo b'zeh, v'zeh ba b'derech zeh, v'nosein eruvo b'zeh. Basically, you can put the eruvin in the middle one, right? You can put the eruvin in house B, or house 2, I guess, right? If the chatzeres are A and B, so then house 1, 2, 3, right? You can put the eruvin in the middle house, and that's totally fine. Because Zetnasa Beis Shar Lazev, Zetnasa Beis Shar Lazev, because house 1 and 3 are just a Beis Shar for the middle house to get into both Chatzeros. And the middle house, Havale Bayez Shemenicha Bo Eruv, right, Vein Tarakalit and Lazapas, and right in the second, and the middle house is where you put the Eruv, and as we said before, that's just the regular halacha, that wherever you put the Eruv, you don't need, that house does not need to contribute any bread. Okay. Fine. Rav Rechava asked the following question for the Rabbanan. Beis chatzeros or beis batim b'neihem. Now, let's say the case is you have two chatzeros and houses between, but now you have two houses instead of three. You have two houses in between both chatzeros, right? Chatzer A and chatzer B, and you have house 1 and 2, right? House 1 goes into chatzer A, house 2 goes into chatzer B. So the Gemara says, what do you do? Zeh ba derech zeh, v'nosin eruso bazeh, v'zeh ba derech zeh, v'nosin eruso bazeh, Kanu Eruv Olo. Right? Does it work if you put the Eruv in the other house? Meaning, in Chatzar, if the people in Chatzar 1, the Chatzar A, where you have house number 1 going into it, can they put the Eruv in the house number 2? And can the people in the other one, and the other Chatzar 2, put the house, I keep on getting A and B messed up. Basically, can you put the Eruv in the other house? Does that work? Right, meaning that's across another. If they put the Erev in the other house, right? If you put the Erev in your in the house that's next to the Chatzar, so obviously that's fine. But let's say you put it in the Erev in the other house, right? And is that no good? Is that okay? Meaning, me mashers l'gabe the high bias or l'gabe the high base shar l'gabe high base shar l'gabe high the high bias. Meaning, for each one, for each Chatzar, if you look at it in a vacuum, let's say you take Chatzar number 1, yeah. So you have a house. Regular house, not attached to anything, fine. You have another house bordering the chatzar, and there's a house behind it, right? Okay, there happens to be another chatzar on the other side, but forget that for a second. So if you put the Eruv in the second house from the chatzar, so what do you view the first house as? Well, it's as a base shar, right? So therefore, theoretically, that should be okay. Problem is, you have the exact same situation on the flip side, that you have another chatzar, and they're viewing this house as a house, and the other house is a base chatzar. Meaning, both houses are acting simultaneously for as a bais and a base shar at the same time. So what do you do? What do you do in that case? Because again, you have chatzar, house, chatzar. And if you put the Eruv in the second house, farthest away from the chatzar, each chatzar puts an Eruv in the second house, farthest away. So now you have two Eruvim, but the Eruv is in the wrong house, quote unquote, theoretically the wrong house. Do we view the house as both a bais and a bais shar, or does that not work? So Amulei, they said to him, Shneim lo kanu Eruv, no, it's no good. Because me manavshach, either way, it's messed up. E bais shar meshavislei, if it's each house is a bais shar, so then it's no good, because Hanosin Zeru with a base shar, Achsadrum or Peset. If you put your Erev in a base shar, or an Achsadrum or Peset, whatever, not meaning it's a place that's not Roy the Dira, saying no Erev, it's not a good Erev. But in Bias Meshavi Slay, but if you each house is considered halakhli like a house, so Kamatalta the Bias with the Lama Arivle. So then the first house that's in front of it does not have the Erev, right? The Erev is in the wrong house. So then everything is messed up. So the Gemara says, my Shmad Mishnami Derava. What's different in between this case and Rava's case? Amar Rava, Amar Lo Shnayim Seva Arev Aleinu. If two people tell one guy to go out and make us an Erev Tchumim, Le'achad Irev Alav Mibor Yom. First guy, he put the Erev down while it's still Friday. Velo Irev Alav Bein Hashmashos. Ule'echad, Mr. Shmitschik over there, it's kind of erased. It's not uvalo, it's ule'echad, and for the other guy, Erev alav ben Hashmashos. Meaning he may put down one Erev on Friday, put down another Erev for the second guy, ben Hashmashos. But, zeshi Erev alav mibod yom, nechal Eruvo ben Hashmashos. The guy who put the Erev, when he put the Erev down for the first guy on Friday, his Erev was eaten during ben Hashmashos. Vizeshi Eruv alav ben Hashmashos, and the Eruv he put down for the second guy during ben Hashmashos, nechal Eruv mishatechshach. Right, his Eruv was eaten after Shabbos, meaning it disappeared after Shabbos, even though that's totally fine. Right, the question is, what is ben Hashmashos? Is ben Hashmashos Shabbos or not? Right, so according to Rava, Right? If it is Shabbos already, so when you put the Erev Shabbos and it was eaten during Benishmasho, so Shabbos hit already and the first Erev is good. If it's not Shabbos yet, so then when you put the Erev Benishmasho for the second guy, and then it got eaten after nightfall, after Tseis, so then it's totally fine because Binish Mashos is before Shabbos. So is it after Shabbos or is it before Shabbos? Says Rava, Shneim Kanu Eruv. Unbelievable. Both of them, in both Eruv, it's good. Right? Both Eruvim are fine. So here, why don't we say the same thing? Right? Maybe both Eruvim, right, should be fine. Right? Because, yeah, you could say both the house has a dual status. Just like Binish Mashos can be both Erev Shabbos and Shabbos at the same time. So too, over here, why don't we say that the house can have two halachic statuses depending on which chatzar you're coming from? Skumai says, Hachi Ashta, those are cases not comparable whatsoever. Because what's Benish Mashos? Hasam, by its definition, is Safek Yamama of a Safek Laila. Benish Mashos, by definition, is we're not sure what it is. So therefore, Lo Minkar Milsa, you can't tell, it's not clear, what's it called? Meaning you don't realize, right, when... you know, when it exactly happens, right? You don't know when Shabbos comes in. But over here, the either gabe the high bias, the gabe the high bias, or the gabe the high base shar, or the gabe the high not a base shar. Meaning, it's either one. It can't be both, right? You're looking at the house, right? It's not like a suffix. You're not sure when Shabbos hits, or whatever it is. You can't. If you're going to give this same structure two different halachic statuses. So that's ridiculous, right? That's like hilarious, right? As Rashi says over here, if you look over here, towards the end of the parak, right? Lo Minkar Milsa, so a couple lines in, v'mashvimen hacha hachi v'hacha hachi. If you're going to make the house into both halachic statuses, havi mili derabanan ki huko ve'itlulo. You're going to make the dinim of the rabbanan as a joke, right? V'lo nitan pelat the tzedukim of the rado. So we don't want to give an opening to the tzedukim who denied dinim derabanan, to rebel. It's going to be a mockery of the whole system. So therefore, you can't make you got to pick one or the other. You can't do both. Okay, hadron alach hadar. Let's go weiter in the seventh paragraph of Mesechus Erevin. Right till the end. Right, we have about a month left, and we have four prokem, and each one is going to be about a week. So it does break down pretty nicely. This parak is more about Eruv Chatzeros, and specifically when you can join two Chatzeros together, depending on what is between the two, the two Chatzeros. So if you have Machitza, we'll see in a second, but basically there are going to be certain possibilities. Either the Chatzeros are allowed to be joined together, rather, you need to join them together, meaning it is considered to be one big chatzer, even though you have some sort of separation between them. But you need to make an eruv between two of them, otherwise nobody can carry. Well, you're going to have other cases where you can't join them together, bechlal, because there's a halachic mechitza, and they're totally separate. And then there's going to be cases where you can choose whether to make one eruv for two chatzeros or two eruvim. But either way, let's dive into the Mishnah in a second. So just to let's see if it's right. Is it Rashi over here? I don't know. Let's just read the Mishnah. Chalon shebein beis chateros. Let's say you have a window between two chateros, dalad al dalad, and it's four tvachim by four tvachim. Betoch asara, within ten tvachim of the ground. So we have a window that's 4x4 within 10 tefachim of the ground. So then, in that case, ma'arvim shnayim v'ratu ma'arvin echad. In that case, it's either or. You can either make one eruv together, or they can make two separate eruvim, and that's totally fine. Right? Meaning there is a room to say that they are connected, but you could also say that they're separate. Midalad al dalad olamal pakos midalad al dalad olamala miyud. Let's say the window was less than 4x4. It was above 10 tefachim. So ma'arvim shnayim ve'marvim echad. Then they're considered separate. Again, a mechitza, a halachic mechitza is 10 tefachim. And once you hit 10 tefachim, so we view the walls as if it goes all the way up, and then it's filled in. So once you have 10 tefachim of mechitza, so anything above that is irrelevant. So if the chalon was above, then it's just considered to be a full wall, and you cannot join the two. What's it called? The two chatzeros, right? If you want to see that a little bit more, right? You can see the Rashi Pagos Me'arba kind of goes through this. Okay, either way, Let's write on the Mishnah. Lema tanan stomach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let's say this 4x4 distance is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. To Amar kol pachas mi dalid kolavadami. Right? We had a machlokas before. How do you view lavud? Right? Is it 3 tvachim or 4 tvachim? Right? That's early in the Masechta. So maybe this is like Rav Gamliel because we require the window to be 4x4. Maybe he's saying that if it's right, if it's less than 4, so then it's considered lavud and everything is connected. Well, that seems to be like Rav Gamliel. So Gemara says, no, afilu tamei rabbanan, because ad la karno pligi rabbanan aleh Rav Shimon Gamliel aleh then you lavudin. Right, the only machlokas between the rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel is for lavud, is where you're talking about, you know, going down and connecting someone to the ground, etc., etc. Ava inyan pischa, but for something to be an opening, so then, or a window, or whatever, a halachic opening to connect two different things, a filler of banan moda, even the rabbanan moda, the ikadalad adalad choshev, vilo lo choshev, that you need 4x4 tvachim, and otherwise it's not considered a choshev opening, it's not considered a legit opening and connection between the two chaseros. Okay. Pachos midalid, right? If it's less than 4 tvachim, so then it's not connected, and then we're going to get into some math over here, which again, I apologize and I admit that this is not my strong suit at all. But we'll read the Gemara, and then if you have kashas on the calculations, so then Seder, you can come to me afterwards. The Gemara says, Pshita. Well, obviously, if it's less than 4x4 tvachim, so, right, if you tell me that it needs to be 4x4 tvachim, obviously less than that is no good. Since you tell me that it has to be 4x4 within 10 tvachim of the ground, for sure, you know that if it's less than 4 or it's above 10 tvachim, so then it's no good. So Gemara says, yeah, if it's entirely above 10 tvachim, that's when it's no good. But if a little bit is within 10 tvachim, so then arvim shnayim v'imratzum arvim echad. So then you have an option, right? Either it can be 2 eruvim or 1 eruv. Okay, fine, meaning that it has the same halacha. If it's within 10 tvachim, just a tiny bit, so then it's as if the entire window is within 10 tvachim again, because mechit has to be yud tvachim. So if you have a window that is 1 tefach inside of the 10 tvachim, so then you don't have a mechitza that is 10 tvachim tall. Okay, Tanina lahad tana rabbanan. We learned, the Mishnah, right, the Bresha taught us, kulu lamala me'asara. If all of it is above 10 tvachim, miktsasu besoch asara, oh, well, I guess not all of it, but most of it is above 10 tvachim, and a little bit is underneath, is inside 10 tvachim, or kulu besoch asara, miktsasu lamala me'asara, or the other way around, if most of it is within 10 tvachim, but a little bit is above 10 tvachim, so then ma'arvim shnayim, v'im ratzu ma'arvim echad, right, again, same idea, that if you're missing the 10 tefach height for a mechitza, right? Either because the window is entirely underneath, it's slightly above ten tefachim, or it's entirely above but slightly below, right? It doesn't matter because you're still missing a portion of the ten tefachim for the mechitza, and then for its therefore it's you can view the chatzeros if you want as if they're joined, or you can separate them. Okay, fine. Now Gemara says, 1 second, hashda. If most of it is above 10, but a little bit is underneath 10, so then Amarta, you already said that Marv Mishnayim Vim Ratzu Marv and Echa, then you already said that you can join them together. So Kulu Basoka Sara, Miktasu Lamala Measara, but if most of it is under 10 Tvachim and a little bit is above, Mibaya, what do you need to tell me that? Right? Obviously, if most of it is above 10 Tvachim and only a tiny bit is below, so then if most of it is below, then a little bit is above, so obviously that's fine too. Yeah, because once in a while the Mishnah doesn't want you to imply, it just says, yeah, I'm teaching you both, even though I don't really need to teach you both cases. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now again, we had said that the window, again, 4x4, that's considered a good opening, and you can combine the two at chaseros. If it's less than that, so then it's no good. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chalon agul. Let's say you have a window that is round. We talked about 4x4, that's a square. But what about if it's round, if it's circular? The circumference needs to be 24 tvachim. Again, in a 4x4, right? So then you need, say, that's 16 tvachim for the square. For the round circle, it needs to be 24 tvachim. Ushnaim umashu mehem. And two, if you're wondering how much of the circle needs to be below the 10 tvachim mark, that's 2 and a little bit. 2 tvachim and a little needs to be under 10 tefachim, and that's considered to be below 10 tefachim. Shem yirvenu, because if you then you make a square out of the circle, nimza mashu b'soch asara, because at some point some of it will dip below the 10 tefachim line. So the Gemara says mechti. Let's see. Let's do some math that Svi is not interested in. Kol sheyesh bekefo shlosh tefachim, any circle that has a hekef, which is a circumference, right, is three tefachim. Yesh bo rochbo tefach. The diameter is a tefach. That's 1 to 3. That's something known as pi, right? The Gemara obviously uses 3 instead of 3.14, etc. That's already discussed. We already discussed earlier. We have a pasuk, perhaps, to teach me that you're allowed to use 3 instead of 3.14. All right. Either way, the Gemara consistently uses pi as 3 and rounds it down. So the Gemara says, if you're telling me that that's the math, so betrays our sagi. So if that's true, then you need a circumference of 12. Right? You don't need a circumference of, what's 24? You should just need a circumference of 12, because what do you need? You need the diameter to be 4 tefachim, right? 4 by 4. Right? So why would you, you don't need 24, you only need 12 if you're looking for the diameter to be 4 across, so the circle should be 12. So Animili, Gemara says, Beigula, that's right. That's for a circle. Avar beribua binantve, meaning if you're telling me that you need to get it to a square, meaning the width of a square is not going to make any difference. It's always going to be. Meaning 3 to 1 is not true by a square; it's only true by a circle. So Gemara says, one second, michti kama meruba yeser ala igul. How much bigger is a square than a circle, right? If you have a circle, then you take a square inside of that circle, right? How much is going to be, if the circle is inside of a square, how much bigger is the square than a circle? Revia, it's going to be a quarter. So therefore, b'shitzar sagi. So therefore, if you're looking for a diameter that's 4 tefachim, so 3 to 1, right, the circle needs to be 12 tefachim. And if you're telling me you're going to square off the circle by drawing a square around the circle, and it's 1/4 bigger in circumference, so then if you need a 12 tefachim circle, the square that goes around that circle needs to be 16 tefachim. So what are you telling me? You need 24 tefachim. So the Gemara says, "Ein chenami, hani mili igul denafik migo ribuya." That's only the 1/4 of the square being bigger than the circle. That's only when the circle is inside the square. "Ein chenami, avu ribuya denafik migu igula binantve." But a square inside of a circle, so then you're going to need more. You need more size, right? I mean, in my time, well, what's the reason? Mishum morsha the karnusa, because when the corners go out. And I'm not really sure, right, meaning exactly in terms of where the circles are sticking out exactly. Right, meaning a circle is bigger than the square. So the circle, if you're going to draw, we're talking about basically the Gemara answer is that not talking about drawing a square outside the circle, you're talking about drawing a square inside the circle. So the Gemara says, let's see, Michti, hold on. Ko amsa beribuya. Every amma that's on a square, so amsa utre chupsha ba'achlosona, meaning every time you have an amma on the square on the side, so the diagonal is going to be an amma and 2/5. Okay, so the Gemara says b'shimsar nechay chupsha sagi. So therefore, you need 17. You need 16 4/5 circumference. Right? So why to get a 4 by 4 square? So why, therefore, does Rabbi Yochanan require 24? So I'm not sure, but Rabbi Yochanan amar kidani Kesaria. Rabbi Yochanan holds like was saying this according to the judges in Kesaria, Rami Lakarabana Kesaria, or the rabbis in Kesaria, the Amri who says igula migu ribuya riva, that a circle in a square, if you put the circle inside the square, the circumference is 1/4 less than the square. But ribuya migu igula. Palga, but a square inside a circle is one half the circumference of the circle. So therefore, if you're looking for a 4 by 4 square, you're going to need a. And again, the circle theoretically could be 12. So you're going to need the square is going to have to be double. It's going to have to be 24 tefachim for circumference. The problem is that is just not true. It's simply just not true. If you do again, even I can do that math. Meaning a circle, you're telling me that a circle is 1.5 times, meaning it's 50% larger than the square inside of it. it's simply not true. Okay, fine. And I'm starting to Rishonim deal with this, but not sure exactly what that kind of calculation would have looked like. Okay, fine. So we'll have to leave it as a tzarachin, and I would love to have a teku over here, but, you know, Tishbi Tarts, Kushus Avayos, maybe Eliyahu Navi or some other Rebbe who also has a degree in math can explain it to me. All right. Pagus Me'er Abra. All right, if you said if it's less than 4x4, then it is no good. So the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Lo Shanu, Ela Chalon Shebein Shtei Choteros. This is all only a window. Meaning this whole thing of being within 10 tefachim on the ground, that's if you're using a window that's between two chatzeros. But if you're using, again, like we had the case of the 10 houses that are straight behind each other, right, that we had at the beginning of the daf, so if you have a window between two houses connecting each other, so even above 10 tefachim, that's fine, because and therefore, if they want to join, they can join together. So the question is, my time, and why is that? Because we've had this before. Four, once or twice in the Masechta, Beisa Kamanda Male Dami, we view a house as if it's filled in. We view a house as if it's filled in, so therefore it's as if the window is not above 10 Tefachim, it's as if it's below 10 Tefachim. Why says, one second. Esvei Rav L'Rav Nachman, Echad Li Chalon Shebein Shechtei Chatzeros, Echad Li Chalon Shebein Shechtei Batim. It seems pretty straight up, right, that the Brisa says it doesn't matter whether it's between two Chatzeros or two houses. Sorry, keep on going a little bit. Or two windows between two floors. Or window between two roofs. Or between two rooms. Kula arba arba betoch asara. Right, pretty says straightforward that they all have to be 4x4 tvachem and within 10 tvachem. So Gemara says targama achatzeros. So you should say no, that this halacha only applies two chatzeros, but between two houses, that's not true. So Gemara says, "I've asked echad ikatani," but then the Brisa say whether echad this that what that means is whether it's either a house or a chatzer or a gag or the Brisa says it's straight up that all of these cases have the same halacha. So I can tell me it's only going on a chatzer. So Gemara says, "Targma arba al arba." So say, yeah, in a chenami, that's only going on the 4x4. Right, that the opening has to be, as we said before, at the beginning of the parak, the opening has to be chashiv, it has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. But the above or below 10 tefachim thing, that's only shayach to chatzeros, it's not shayach to houses. And that's how Rav Nachman would answer. Let's say a window in the ceiling. Meaning between a house and the upper floor, so you have like a trap door almost. You have like something in the ceiling, and you have a window, or you have some way to get through. Tzarech sulam kavua la'atiro. Do you need a sulam? Do you need a permanent ladder to join the two things together? Meaning, I'm imagining in my house we used to have an attic and used to have a pull down ladder. Right, I guess we still do. Right, you have a kind of a trapdoor type thing, and you could pull it down, and then there's a ladder that comes down. So if you wanted to make an eruv to join the two floors together, do you need a permanent ladder there, or ain't tzarech sulam kavua la'atiro, or maybe not? Or is it just considered that they're not entirely separated because you have this window that's between the two of them? Meaning, is it horizontal or is it also vertical? So, kiamina basic kamanda mali dami, and the question is like this: when you say that a house is full, right? We view a house as being filled in, right? So that's hanimili minatzad. Maybe that's only on the sides, right? Meaning the walls are all filled in, novel ba'em so low, but maybe not in the middle, right? You have this trap door is smack in the middle of the room. So maybe we just view the house as filled in from the walls, from the sides, and therefore the window that's above 10 tefachim is really less than 10 tefachim. But a trap door that's literally smack in the middle of your room, so maybe it's not filled in. Or maybe it doesn't matter, and we view the entire house as if it's filled with items, and therefore the window theoretically would be within 10 tefachim of the ground. So Gemara said, I'm not going to say back to him, Eino tzarech. You don't even need a ladder to permanently connect the two places, right? The window is good, and we view the house as if it's filled in across the entire space. Savar mina, sulam kavua, hu deino tzarech, ha sulam arai tzarech. So Rabbi Abba, right, again, he phrased the question as, do you need a permanent ladder? So then he understood when he said, you don't need it. He understood Rav Nachman saying to him, oh, you need a temporary ladder, though. You need some way to get from one place to the next. So Idmar, but then it was said, Amar Yosef Bar Minyomi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Echad Sulam Kavuv, Echad Sulam Arai, Eilu Tzarech. No, 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 you don't need anything. Just the window, just the door, just the way to get through from one floor to the next, even without the ladder, that's going to be enough to connect the two spaces. Okay, we'll stop right here at the Mishnah, and we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great Shavua Tov, and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.